Last fall, the town of Sutton negotiated an agreement with the owners of the Vieux Berger property to purchase the 21-acre site for about $1.5 million. The town decided to purchase the property, located between Domaine-Morlin and Seymour Street, with the hopes of constructing an affordable housing development for young families, a project that the original group of owners had been trying to get off the ground for over a decade. In April of this year, two information sessions were held to present the plans for the affordable housing project to citizens in order to attain the support and financing that was needed to finalize the purchase of the land. A registry was held on April 29th for those that opposed the project to voice their concerns. If 492 signatures were collected, the municipality had to decide whether it wanted to go to a referendum or if it wanted to shelve the project. The registry ended up collecting 784 signatures. At the June Town Council meeting, Council announced that they will not move forward after the group of owners decided not to go through with the sale. However, both the municipality and the owners have expressed their commitment to continue working together to see the project through. CIDI had the chance to speak with Mayor for the town of Sutton, Robert Benoit, and one of four owners of the Vieux Berger, William Murray, about the recent decision to not move forward with the sale of the land, how the town and the group will work together moving forward, and both highlighted the need for affordable housing in the village. Hello everyone, my name is Taylor McClure, and thank you all for tuning in to today's episode of CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits. Mr. Benoit, thank you so much, as always, for taking your time out to chat with CIDI, and we are here to talk about the June Town Council meeting, where an important decision was made regarding the affordable housing project known as the Vieux Berger. So the town has decided to abandon the project and not go forward with the referendum after a registry was held. So why is this the case? Why did the town council decide not to move forward with the project?
Because simply, it was not our decision. The decision was made by the sellers, by the owners of the land. They had an option in our agreement. They had an option that if ever there would be sufficient numbers for the register to ask for a referendum, they had the option to opt out. Okay. And that's what they did. They opt out. They decided, you know, that either they will sell the land or they will develop it themselves. So we had to acknowledge that. So we decided not to. And I said at the meeting that I would have loved to have a referendum on this issue, because I think it's probably the most important issue for the town council right now is how to have affordable houses for families, and especially young families. We have a problem. We have a shortage of affordable houses, or houses even, or rental units, and that's what we wanted to provide at the important number, 81 rentals that we wanted to do. So, yep, we've decided that we have to recognize the decision of the owners. We would have loved to do it, because during the month, I met a lot of people saying this is a beautiful project, this is a community project, this is an ecological project, this is a project that is the signature of the future signature of Sutton in terms of architecture and all. And I met investors also that told me that the price of the land was the exact price that they would have loved to invest in that project. So all those people are still discussing with us, because we want this project to be realized, to be constructed in the end.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, despite not going to referendum and the owners are deciding not to sell at this time, you emphasized that you wanted to see the project through. So I was going to ask you, how will the municipality go about doing so exactly?
Well, we took some measures already at the last council meeting. First measure that we took is to put a freeze on any kind of development on this land, meaning that if ever this land was sold to somebody and who did want to do a monster houses on this project, they couldn't do it, because now it's going to be frozen until there will be water and sewer constructed. So that puts a freeze at least on the land to be sure that the project that will be realized and presented to us will be within the scope of what we presented to the population. Second part, so we put a freeze. Then we decided also that we're going to have a special urban plan for the Vieux Berger. Okay. And this, in French, it's a PPU, it's a plan de planification urbaine. It's you decide. It's a specific considerations for the land in terms of density, in terms of opening of roads and things like that. This will be in terms of principles built in the urban plan. So that we decided that we're going to present it within the next. We have to write it, obviously, mm-hmm. this plan. So that's what we're doing. And the third part is that we put also a reserve on the land at the tip of the Vieux-Verger where it connects with the Mont-Louis. And there is a land out there that doesn't enable us to bring the water and the sewer okay. into the Vieux-Verger. So we put a reserve, and the reserve is we're negotiating with the owner. We've made a proposal to the owner, and if he doesn't accept, then we will expropriate the land. So, okay. so all these measures are within the regulations of the city, the power of the city to say this is how we will go about and build this project, because we want this project to be built, and we want this project to be built as much as possible along the lines of what we presented. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we cannot impose that to any promoters right now. We're not, the idea of being the owner of the land was to impose that concept. Now we can't. Mm-hmm. It's going to be their decision, but at least they understand that they have to be very near what we presented to the people of Sutton during this spring.
So are you working with the owners, and they agreed to have these measures set in place, basically?
We've told them, yeah, and we told them, and they were very receptive to have those okay. measures. And what I said also is that I hope that this is what I told them. I hope that this will be a concerted effort of many people within Sutton, not only themselves, but investors, builders, the city. It needs to have a concerted effort if we want to realize this project, and they understand this. So we'll see in the next few weeks, you know, how it will evolve.
So basically, they're going to try to work with you to bring that project to life?
Yeah. Okay. Well, they have to work with us in terms of presenting their own project
okay.
so that we accept it, because we have the power to accept it, to refuse it, under the guidelines, obviously. This is why we're going to set up the guidelines in the PPU, in the urban plan, specific for the Vieux-Verger. And I think there's a common ground with them that we can come about.
And I was going to ask you why it was important for the municipality to see the project through, but you kind of spoke about that at the beginning, that you know, you want to attract families to the area because you're having trouble keeping people.
I spoke, you know, a lot against the social networks in terms of disinformation, but what we've looked, you know, since the election for the last 2 years, you know, I've seen people complaining that there is a shortage of rental units or you know, housing units, whether it's rental or...
It's common knowledge, it's a problem.
It's a common knowledge, okay? Yeah. So, and people say always, you know, what do the governments do? What do the municipality do? So we took the challenge, you know, of bringing new units. I understand the cost of construction is going through the roof, but is it going to come down? I mean, maybe a little bit, but I think, you know, It's common knowledge that the prices of 1960s were 1960s, and today, you know, it's a different ball game. And I don't think the cost of housing will go down significantly. In fact, the federal government has came out with a number that they think that the rental cost within the next 3 years are going to increase by 30%. So if you don't take any measures right now, it's going to be worse in the future. So we decided, you know, that housing affordability was the main challenge for the city, together with the fact that we have a population that is getting older, that we have gentrification, that we have housing costs that went, I mean, the evaluation went up by 39%. You know, everyone on average got an increase of the value of their homes of 30-40%. And this is an average, some more and some less. And we think that we need absolutely to bring young families here. So we thought that was the best way to do it. And obviously, where are the housing units? Where are they located? The Vieux-Verger is 5 minutes walk from here, you know. So we wanted to have projects near the core. Mm-hmm. because we want people to come in and go to restaurants,
invest.
Go to bars, invest, you know, and invest in the economy. And that's what we find. We find out that we had an increase of 14% during the last 2 years for the population of Sutton. Much more young people. I went to a couple of meetings with the school parents, and you see all those parents now in their 30s and having kids and things like that. And the school, the number of students at the school is increasing and all. We need to have a diverse community. And I think if we don't do it, who is going to do it? You know, it's not the promoters. You know, I've been told by certain promoters who said, "Oh, leave that to us." Yeah. What have you done during the last 20 years? It's a problem all across Canada that the owners, that the construction people are constructing for the higher middle class, you know, condominiums and all. I mean, there's no shortage of condominiums in Montreal. The shortage is for the low income houses or rentals. Mm-hmm. That's where the problem lies. So, yeah, I'm a little bit sad that the disinformation, that written information given to everybody in Sutton here. So this is why I would have loved to make that debate, because I think we had all this information. But it's too bad also, because as somebody said to me, a citizen told me, you know, the people voted against themselves, as a matter of fact, sometimes, because those are the people who they would have had an opportunity to go and reside in those apartments. But in the end, we believe that this is a project that needs to be built. Hopefully, it will be soon.
Well, those are all the questions that I had, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to...
No, I'm still very optimistic that there's going to be a group of people. And not only the owners right now, I think to develop this project at our level, you know, we're a small community, but at the same time, there's a lot of entrepreneurs here. Mm-hmm. And if they group themselves, if they work themselves together, if they're able to work together, I think we can do a lot.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat about the Vieux Verger. William, I wanted to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to chat with CIDI about the Vieux Verger project. I really appreciate your time. So yes, we are here to speak about the Vieux Verger, William. You know, from my understanding, you and a group of individuals have been trying to get an affordable housing project on this Vieux Verger site for over a decade now. And recently, the group came to an agreement with the town to purchase the land to bring this project to fruition. But unfortunately, as a result of a registry that was held, the project isn't going to go through. And so I just wanted to ask you why the group decided to pull out of the agreement and decide to keep the land in their hands in the end.
The reason, one of the reasons why we decided that that maybe it would be better if we went forward was, one, there was a registry. There were almost twice as many people who signed that registry as was needed to make for a referendum. The project that we had on the table previously was very close in spirit and in actuality to what the town was proposing. And our feeling was that if the town is ready to support us as far as getting the administrative work done that needs to be done, no matter who does the project, that the project that we had on the table initially is one that we would be willing to sort of move forward with.
So essentially, you decided not to go forward with it as a result of the community not being in support of the project.
Well, it was partly the community not being in support of the project, and I think also partly because we saw how the town itself was really in support of the project. So it was a bit of a combination of the two, right? So it wasn't just about the town not, because I don't think that the impression I got from the feedback that I was hearing when the registry was open, it wasn't so much that there was this sort of unanimous disagreement with having a project, but there seemed to be some people that felt that if it wasn't up to the town to be purchasing the land, and why isn't the developer doing it? And I think that when the town went through the process of figuring out what their project was looking like, they they started a process of that needed to be done regardless of who does the project. So I think that it was a bit of a combination of seeing the willingness from the town to do the homework that needed to be done, and the reticence from the citizens for having the town purchase the land itself. So it was a bit of a combination of the two.
And so essentially now, from my understanding, I had the chance to speak with the mayor. My understanding, you still plan on working closely with the town to try and still get this project off the ground, if I'm understanding correctly.
Absolutely. Like, the thing is that, you know, like anybody who does anything on any piece of land, when you submit a plan to the town is going to analyze what the bylaws are, and they're going to give you feedback on what you can and can't do. So it could be as simple as building a garage behind your house. You submit your plans, they give you feedback on what works, what doesn't work, what rules are in place that allow you or don't allow you to do some of the things. You make the adjustments, and then they submit, and then you get your permit. So, you know, that same process is the process that we need to go through. It's just on a much larger scale, because it's more than one building, or it's more than one house, so it's a little bit more intricate. But you know, the intention is to work really in collaboration with the town to make sure that in a sort of efficient way, we can get this process done so that we can actually get on with working on the project itself.
Yeah, and I guess one of my questions that I'm really interested in, I've been wanting to speak to the owners involved in this project, and I really just want to hear why you think it's so important, and why you've been fighting to bring an affordable housing project to the village all these years. Why do you think it's something like this is so important for the village?
I think that that's a generalization, but most municipalities out there are struggling with housing and how to provide housing for older people who are looking to downsize, for younger families who are looking to get into to the market. And there's a general issue with, like, housing and affordable housing. So it's not exclusively affordable housing, but it's also, you know, part of it is affordable housing and part of it is just housing. And our feeling is that, you know, we need to move towards a recipe where people have the chance to be able to either walk into town or cycle into town. And of course, people are going to have cars, but to be able to have it be a little bit more optional to use the car. And this land, when we first purchased it, seemed like a really good fit, because it's very close to the town center and allowed us to be able to sort of, like, keep a natural part of the woods, and at the same time provide some housing for that's, like, really sorely needed, right? So it really stemmed from that, you know, and provide the schools and provide workers for all of the businesses. And, you know, it's a real issue, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, and we see it in every aspect of not just the stores and the commerces, but, you know, all of the trades are looking for more people. It's one thing to find them, but it's another thing to keep them, because if they can't afford to stay here, then they move on. So, you know, we need to be able to figure out a way to provide housing for the increasing population that we have everywhere, right?
Yeah, it helps fill in other gaps as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention about the project and how you're planning on moving forward that you think would be important for the community to be aware of that I may not have touched on in my questions.
Well, I think it's important to understand that we're not looking for freebies from anybody. All we're looking to do is to have the town participate in a way that anybody would expect their participation, regardless of what project they were putting on the table. And that our intention was never, our intention has always been to try and keep that land and do something that was going to serve the community, right? And I think that spirit hasn't gone away or changed.
Great. Well, thank you so much, William, for taking the time to chat. I'm sure our listeners are going to be super happy to hear from you. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for taking the time.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.